please tune in and please read. The theme music you're listening to is a composition by Rabble.ca's parliamentary reporter, Carl Nirenberg. In the upcoming weeks, we'll have more conversations with Rabble Rousers to watch. We'll also be featuring their stories on the text pages of Rabble.ca. They're really interesting people and stories from across the country, so please tune in and please read. The theme music you're listening to is a composition by Rabble.ca's parliamentary reporter, Carl Nirenberg. It's called La Tuladie en hiver.
With your host, Sheila Ferrando, on CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal, or worldwide at ckut.ca.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the quarantine
You're
report.
You're listening to the Wednesday Morning After Show.
A warning to our
with
audience,
your host,
our top
Sheila
stories
Ferrando,
contain graphic
on
footage
CKUT
and descriptions of police
FM, Montreal,
in Minnesota, police fired tear gas, rubber-coated bullets and stun grenades as protesters defied a curfew and
Welcome
took to the streets
to
of the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center for a second
quarantine
report.
They were demanding
Goodman.
Justice for
a warning
Dante
to our audience, our top stories contain graphic
shock footage and descriptions of police violence.
During a traffic
in Minnesota,
stop Sunday,
police fired tear
state
gas,
rubber-coated bullets and stun grenades
who killed
as protesters
Kimberly
defied
Potter,
a curfew and took to
the
streets of the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center for a second
police
straight
union
night.
President for the
they
department.
Were demanding justice for Dante Wright,
20-year-old black man
Brooklyn
shot
center
dead by a police
Ken
officer
Gannon
during
Potter
a traffic
accidentally
stop
pulled
Sunday.
A gun instead of a taser.
Authorities
he
have identified the officer who killed Wright
as Kimberly
showing the police
shooting. A 26-year police veteran who served as the police union president for the department. She's been placed on administrative leave. On Monday, Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon claimed Potter accidentally pulled a gun instead
According
of a taser.
According to the Star Tribune,
he also played
Dante
an excerpt
Wright
is
of
the
body
sixth
camera
person
footage
killed
showing
by Brooklyn
the police
Center
shooting.
Police since 2012. Five of the six have been men of color. On Monday, the director of the Minnesota chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations joined calls for Officer Kim Potter to face criminal charges.
According to the Star
Hussein.
Tribune, Dante Wright is the sixth
accident,
person killed by
you,
Brooklyn Center Police since 2012.
Dante Wright was
Five of the six have been men of color. On Monday, the director of the Minnesota chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations joined calls for Officer Kim Potter to face criminal charges. This is Jelani.
The police killing of Dante Wright took place just 10 miles
you,
from downtown Minneapolis, where former
Dante
officer
Wright
Derek Chauvin's on trial
he was even
for killing George
because
Floyd
he's a black man in
on
America.
Monday,
Dante Wright was killed by this white
by
officer because she did not
Floyd
see his humanity. She did not believe that black
not
lives
from
matter.
The police
condition.
Killing of Dante
Derek
Wright
Chauvin
took place just 10 miles from downtown Minneapolis, where former officer Derek Chauvin's on trial for killing George Floyd last night. On Monday,
actions.
A cardiologist called
no
as an expert witness by the prosecution
that
testified
that
Floyd died due to oxygen deprivation,
system.
Not from
George
drugs
Floyd's
or heart
brother
Filonis
after
gave
Derek Chauvin
testimony to the
prosecution
over
9 minutes.
Case.
Another
Derek
expert
Chauvin's
witness,
defense
law professor and former police officer Seth Stoughton, blasted
after headlines will go to Minneapolis for the latest
no
on the police killings of Dante Wright and George Floyd.
Appropriate, acceptable,
U.S. health officials are calling for an immediate pause in the
Floyd's brother Filonis gave tearful testimony as the prosecution wrapped
after
up
six
case.
Recipients
Derek Chauvin's defense is due to call its first 2 weeks today.
After headlines will go to Minneapolis for the latest on the police killings of Dante Wright
it's
and George Floyd.
It's not known if the vaccine caused the disorder.
U.S. health officials are calling for an immediate pause in the use of Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine after six recipients developed a rare complication from blood clots within 2 weeks of their
thousand new cases as
one woman died, another has
death
been hospitalized in critical condition. It's not known if the vaccine
CDC
caused the disorder. The Centers for Disease
US
Control reports as many as 100,000 people
regularly
die of blood clots each year.
The World Health Organization warns global
COVID-19
cases
Monday,
are continuing
the US
to rise
70,000
new
cases as the nation's COVID-19 death toll passed 562,000
last week.
The CDC reports 120 million U.S. residents have received at least one dose,
which reported more than 160,000 new infections.
The World Health Organization warns COVID-19 cases are continuing to rise exponentially
in the United States.
With 4.4 million positive tests last week, the seventh straight week of increases.
The findings among the hardest-hit nations are India, which reported more than 160,000 new infections Tuesday, and Brazil, where COVID-19 deaths have topped 355,000, second only to the United States.
Rodrigo Duterte made his first public appearance
over 360,000 excess deaths in 2020.
The findings strongly suggest Russia sought to cover up the true toll of the pandemic, as it reported just 57,000 deaths from COVID-19 last year.
Duterte said he would waive his chance to get a COVID-19
vaccine.
Rodrigo Duterte made his first public appearance
in
nearly 2 weeks Monday,
seeking to end speculation about whether he'd fallen ill from a coronavirus
infection. Relax sweeping lockdown measures for the capital, Manila, and surrounding regions, despite a record surge in
infections. Duterte said he would waive his chance to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
The Philippines is now the
outraging
worst affected
public
country
health
in Southeast
officials have called on him to be vaccinated
in public in order to combat
residents
vaccine
have
hesitancy.
Received 10
this week, Duterte's administration
relaxed
fraction of the nation's
lockdown measures for the capital, Manila,
and surrounding regions,
has
despite
begun
a record surge in infections that's threatening to overwhelm hospitals.
The Philippines is now the worst affected country in Southeast Asia.
One of the world's fastest
just over a Philippines,
programs.
Residents have
40 million
doses of
COVID-19 vaccination. A tiny
in
fraction
Brussels,
of the nation's
110 million
are deciding
people.
Whether to allow emergency
Meanwhile,
use
England
of Russia's
has begun
Sputnik
reopening
v
pubs, gyms,
after
and restaurants
European
after
nations
months of lockdown.
COVID-19
cases in the UK
younger
have
people
plummeted due to one of the world's fastest
of
rare
mass
vaccination
of
programs.
Clots.
With some 40 million
trials,
doses
the
two-dose
Sputnik V outperformed AstraZeneca.
In Brussels,
with over
European
90%
Union officials are deciding whether to allow emergency use of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine
after many European nations
to extend
use of
AstraZeneca's vaccine for younger people.
Regeneron says
reports of rare incidents
drug
of
reduce
blood
the risk of symptomatic
in clinical trials, the
two-dose
Sputnik
V outperformed AstraZeneca
with over 90%
efficacy in preventing COVID-19.
For coronavirus.
Regeneron Pharmaceuticals
in
has asked the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to expand emergency use of its monoclonal antibody cocktail.
Regeneron says
to further militarize their borders and attempt to keep asylum seekers from reaching the United States.
By over 80%
among people who live in the same household as someone
who tested positive
journey north
for
coronavirus.
Than crossing through borders
in
more
immigration
difficult.
News,
Erica
human
Nevada
rights defenders are condemning
Amnesty
the Biden administration's agreements with Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala
to further militarize their borders and attempt to keep asylum seekers from reaching the United States
and live
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday,
the objective is to make people's journey north than crossing through borders more difficult.
The entire population of St. Vincent has been left with
International's America's director denounced Biden's move and said, quote,
instead of deploying more troops, governments in the region must respect and uphold people's right to asylum and live in safety.
Cruise
to see our full interview with her, you can go to democracynow.org.
The
United Nations is warning the entire population of
St.
Vincent has been left without access to clean water as a volcano continues to spew ash and hot gas over the Caribbean island nations.
The UN says more than 1 million
evacuees
are in
need of
shelter.
Water from
cruise
the damage
ships dispatched
to
ferry
St.
Vincent
residents
to
safety
refused
to pick up
passengers
unless they
can prove
they've
been
vaccinated
against
COVID-19
and some neighboring islands,
the
said they would only take in vaccinated
Japanese
people.
Japanese officials say the water release will begin in about 2 years.
Government officials have announced plans to release more than
decades.
1 million tons of radioactive water from
States,
the damaged Fukushima nuclear power station into the ocean.
The plans are drawing condemnation from China, South Korea, where
judges
weighing
whether to extradite
him to California.
The industry will be further
impacted.
On five
Japanese
women.
Officials say
Weinstein's
the water release will begin in about
2 years
and that the process will likely
Actor
take
Will
decades.
Smith and director Antoine Fuqua
back in the United
are
States
moving
convicted rapist
and former Hollywood movie mogul Harvey Weinstein
appeared by video link
in
a New York court Monday where a judge is weighing whether to extradite him to California to face new charges of rape and sexual assault on five women.
Weinstein's next court hearing is set for April 30.
We cannot in good conscience provide economic support to a government that enacts aggressive voting laws that
are designed
to restrict voter
are moving
access.
Production
the
of
new
their
Georgia
upcoming
films
are
reminiscent of
voting out of Georgia
that were passed
in a protest against voter suppression
to prevent many
signed by Republican
voting,
Governor Brian
unquote.
Kemp in March.
In emancipation,
in a joint
Will
statement,
Smith
and Fuqua
write, quote,
man known as
we cannot in good conscience provide economic support to a government that enacts regressive voting laws that are designed to restrict voter access.
The new Georgia voting laws are reminiscent of voting impediments that were passed at the end of Reconstruction to prevent many Americans from voting, state prison. Where in Emancipation, Will Smith will portray an enslaved man known as Whip Peter, who escaped Louisiana plantation and joined the Union Army.
In a letter to the prison's warden, the group says people have described
in Georgia, the Southern Center for Human Rights is demanding better treatment and conditions for people incarcerated in the bloodied clothing they wore during childbirth.
Where advocates say people who've just given birth are being shackled or placed in solitary confinement in violation of state and federal law. In a letter to the prison's warden,
the group says people have described being placed in solitary within days of giving birth, sometimes without being able to change out of the bloodied clothing they wore during childbirth. The group also warns of using solitary confinement to detain people who've contracted COVID-19,
who are often held in filthy cells with malfunctioning plumbing, insufficient water, and personal hygiene products.
If you use the term replacement,
Fox News is defending primetime host Tucker Carlson over his on-air defense of the white supremacist great replacement theory. On April 8th, Carlson made these comments as he lashed out against immigrants and the Democratic Party.
That's what's happening, actually. Let's just say it. That's not true. All little gatekeepers on Twitter become literally hysterical if you use the term replacement, if you suggest that the Democratic Party is trying to replace the current electorate, the voters now casting ballots, with new people, more obedient voters from the third world. But they become hysterical because that's what's happening, actually. Let's just say it. That's true.
Tucker Carlson tonight was former President Trump's favorite Fox News program and is the most popular cable news show.
Marched in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017, chanting,
"You will not replace us, and Jews will not replace us."
The anti-defamation leagues urging Fox News to fire Carlson, calling his government anti-Semitic, racist, and toxic.
The Post found that since 2015, was former President Trump's favorite Fox News program and is the most popular cable news show in history.
Or attacks leading to 91 deaths.
The Washington Post reports domestic terrorism incidents surged to a record high in 2020, fueled by white supremacists, anti-Muslim, and anti-government extremists on the far right.
The Post found that since 2015, right-wing extremists have been involved in 267 plots or championships,
leading to 91 free of discrimination.
In a statement, and the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA, said Monday it firmly and unequivocally supports transgender student athletes in the face of Republican-led efforts to ban trans athletes from school sports. The NCAA has also vowed to hold championships only in places that are free of discrimination.
And those are some of the headlines.
In a statement, it says, quote, "Our clear expectation is that all student athletes will be treated with dignity and respect. Almost 30 state legislatures are considering bills banning trans students from competing in school sports. Four states, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Idaho, have already enacted such bans." And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided. It is forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about other measures in place to fight COVID-19. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opposite affected all our lives in various ways. And it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia. It is not okay to racialize COVID-19 disease with Asians. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this. It is not okay to conduct physical, however, and the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity. It is not okay to conduct hate crimes and other and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting. It is not okay to associate COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those rather in these unprecedented times. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized and Indigenous. Understand. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned houses and elsewhere. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting wherever conduct and whenever we choose towards all our communities. rather learn to stand together as citizens of the world. Together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather.
Whoever, wherever,
Wednesday will be mainly sunny with a high of 17 degrees Celsius. Thursday, there will be showers and a high of 14 degrees Celsius.
For a healthier, safer,
Friday will be cloudy with showers and a high of 11 degrees Celsius. Saturday will bring a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 12 degrees
Welcome
Celsius.
Welcome back to CKUT.
Sunday
it's time for a little weather
with a high of 15 degrees
Wednesday
Celsius.
Wednesday will be mainly sunny with a high of 17
Monday,
degrees Celsius.
Monday there will be the chance of a shower.
Thursday there will be showers
and a high of 14 degrees Celsius.
Tuesday there will be the chance of
Friday
a shower.
Friday will be cloudy with showers and a high of 11 degrees Celsius.
Well,
Saturday
that wraps
will bring
up the
a
show.
Mix of sun and clouds and a high of 12 degrees Celsius. Sunday will be the same with a high of 15 degrees Celsius. Monday, there will be the chance of a shower and a high of 14 degrees Celsius. Tuesday, there will be the chance of a shower and a high of 13 degrees Celsius. Well, that wraps up the show. Stay tuned to CKUT.
There were days when I found them and days I searched in vain. There were Mustangs and ponies and Curly and Dutch. They were good old American. I've been chasing wild horses out on the plain. I've swallowed the dust, I've soaked in the rain. There were days when I found them, days I searched in vain. Getting away. There were Mustangs and ponies and Curly and Dutch. They were good old American. Warm bloods and such. But there's one in particular I could never stay away to save the day. This is our horse kept getting away. This one dark horse just wouldn't stay. Well, I tried every trap, every ploy, every trick, but the dark horse was always the smart way. Every time we engaged, I see this one. Dark horse kept getting away. Well, I tried every trap, every ploy, every trick, but the dark horse was always too smart and too quick. Every time we engaged, I seemed to lose the game.
Thank you. vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue vaccination to protect yourself against COVID-19 by following is the basic now underway for priority groups. The vaccine. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination the sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Yeah. the brand new 50s. 50s giving birth to some brand new 20s. 50 giving birth, all I do is breathe for family. Close the chain, you were shot. That turn to inside me is now leveled up.
Spoken word coordinator is a full-time position starting June 1st that is CKUT responsible is hiring for the coordination word of all CKUT's spoken word
program. Do you
program
have a passion for storytelling and amplifying perspectives
outside of the mainstream media landscape?
The
Are
position
you interested
is 35
in working
hours
at a collectively
a
run
pays
independent community radio station
an hour?
And CKUT's spoken word coordinator is a full-time position starting June 1st. That is responsible
visit
for the coordination of all CKUT's spoken word
We're looking forward to hearing from
and is part of CKUT's collective management committee. The position is 35 hours a week, pays $18.36 an hour.
If you're
hour.
In the United
and applications
States
will be
and
accepted
you're an adult,
until 9 a.m.
the future
on May 3rd,
is looking pretty good right now.
Beginning
Please
April
visit
19th,
CKUT.ca
every
for more details.
In every state,
We're looking forward to hearing from
Every adult in this
you.
Country is eligible to get in line to get COVID vaccination.
That's Joe Biden, President of the United States.
If you're in the United
Overseas,
States
though,
and you're an adult,
not going so well.
The future is
and
looking
that's
pretty
good
right
beginning.
Now. Former
beginning
Director
April
of Global 19th, Health at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control
state,
and Prevention.
Every adult in this country is eligible to get in line.
Of doses of vaccine that have been administered
COVID vaccination.
Have happened in low-income
that's
countries.
That's Joe Biden,
so we
President of the United States.
Scratched the surface.
Overseas,
which
though, explains
things are not
why
going
Catherine
so well.
Soy, Al Jazeera's correspondent
Tom
based in Kenya, former Director of Global Health at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control
You're
and Prevention.
More people falling critically
0.1%
ill.
ICU facilities filling up very quickly.
There are consequences to
low-income
slow vaccine
countries.
Rollout,
so we haven't even
People are concerned they will not get oxygen.
Which explains why Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera's correspondent based in Kenya, says things there is the
are getting even scarier.
You're seeing more and more people falling critically ill, ICU facilities filling up very quickly.
There are
people
consequences
whose last year
to this slow
vaccine rollout,
and there
she
are
says.
People are concerned they will not get oxygen,
really hard.
They will
Catherine
die.
Had a really hard one.
My dad was 86
Bilal, and this
years old.
Is the take.
He's had a lot of problems. As he grew older, obviously, like many parents, he had heart problems, he had
there
kidney
problems.
There are people
whose last year was
and
hard.
In November,
and there are
her
people
got
whose
sick.
Last year was really hard. No one knew what
Catherine
it was at first.
Had a
but
really
he was lethargic, hard one.
And something
My dad was
wrong.
86
so
years old.
So we took him to the first hospital.
He's
he didn't
had
have breathing problems.
A lot of problems.
So they did
as
a series
grew
of
older,
tests.
Obviously, like many parents,
they said that his kidneys
had heart problems,
are failing,
he had kidney
and he
problems.
Needs to do an urgent dialysis.
And in November,
but
that hospital
her father
also
sick.
Said they couldn't handle his case. No one
they
knew what it
was
to take him
to
he was lethargic and something was wrong.
So when we went there the next day, when he started, he didn't have breathing problems. So they did a series of tests.
Catherine and her family were worried.
They said that his kidneys are failing and he needs to do an urgent dialysis.
But the hospital also said they couldn't handle his case.
They hadn't tested him or anything.
They told the family to take him to another hospital the next day.
So when we went there the next day, it's when he started developing this breathing problem.
So they told her family, Catherine and her family were worried.
And my mother was like, how do you want me to take my husband home? And he's not breathing properly. They were like, oh no, we don't admit people with pneumonia-like symptoms. They hadn't tested him or anything. The next day he got...
Catherine says in Kenya, COVID had developed a stigma. They brought him back. And people were afraid.
Because he
wasn't breathing
well,
to take him back home.
And my mother was like, how do you want me to take my husband home?
It was my mom
not breathing properly.
To wheel him.
But they didn't know what else they could do.
Put him
so they
on
took
the
him home.
Place where they do the next day he got the x-ray
critical.
And they stayed there for hours and
they brought
hours.
Him back.
They did not
and
even put him
because
on
he
oxygen
wasn't breathing well on anything.
Like health workers.
And it took
wouldn't
me
touch him.
To call so many people.
It was my mom
for them to actually
to
attend
wheel
to
him. To
And when they finally did it
on
the place where they
the
do
x-ray showed that
the x-ray
was so perforated.
They stayed there for
and
hours
by the time
and
they
hours,
put,
they did
the
not even
him.
Put him on oxygen
10 minutes,
on anything.
He was gone.
And it took me to call
My
so many people
terribly,
for them to actually attend
terribly.
To him. And when they finally did, it was so late. The x-ray showed that his
it's
lungs were so perforated.
Since Catherine's
and by the time
passed.
They put
and now,
the oxygen
people
on
are
him,
starting to get vaccinated
10
in
minutes,
Kenya.
He
Not
was gone.
A lot of people, but some.
I feel
my dad was treated
very sad
terrible.
That my father did terrible. Not leave to try and get a vaccination. Perhaps it would have been
it's
different
been
for
almost
him.
Half a year
but
since
that
Catherine's
is gone.
Father passed. And she thinks
and
about
now
other
people
Kenyan
are starting
to get vaccinated
going through
in Kenya.
The same thing she went
Not
through
a lot
now.
Of people.
The
but
families
some.
Who
I feel
are struggling.
Very sad to have
that my father did not
leave.
Families
to try and get a vaccination,
hospital
perhaps
to hospital.
It would have been different
just
for
trying
him.
To look for a
but
bed
that is
in
gone.
An ICU.
And she thinks about other Kenyan families who are going through the same thing
ones,
she went through now.
The families
breathing
are struggling.
The stigma
to have
around
their
COVID
parents
is
vaccinated.
Not as strong as it was.
Families
she says.
Who
but
are
there
going
are new
from
problems.
Hospital to hospital,
the vaccine's arrival has been slow.
Just trying to
and
look
COVID
for
is
a bed
again.
In an ICU.
Many hospitals are running out of vaccination doses.
And I've had many sad stories of people trying to get help for their elderly parents, but that cannot happen.
People telling me that they have to
COVID
move from
is
hospital
not as strong
to hospital
as it was,
looking for the vaccine with
but
their
there are
parents,
new problems.
And this just increases
the vaccine's arrival
of
has been slow. And COVID is surging
if you know
again.
Somebody,
many hospitals are running out of vaccination doses
in this country.
I've had many
then
sad stories of people really trying to get help for their elderly parents, but that cannot
have to
get
people
telling me
that
they have
to
move from
hospital
the
to hospital
looking for the vaccine with their parents, and this
them.
Just increases the risk of getting exposed to the disease.
Some people who need to
if
get
you know
vaccinated
somebody, then you get vaccinated. If you have a connection in
just
this country or money,
people.
Then you get vaccinated.
Healthcare workers
and that means
are being vaccinated.
That the people
that
were actually meant
in
to get
vaccinated,
the vulnerable
parents
called the elderly
hospitals
with underlying conditions.
I found many
it becomes very hard for
them.
Vaccinated. That is the priority. That is happening.
Some people who
and the
need
problem
to get vaccinated
is when it comes to
are
the
getting
other
vaccinated.
People.
Catherine
and
says.
And
this is a bad just
time
not to be short
people.
On vaccines.
Healthcare workers
right in the middle
are being
of
vaccinated.
A
I was recently in our main
lockdown.
Referral hospital here
and
in our
restrictions
hospital.
In five counties.
So when I went there, I found many health workers being
when
vaccinated.
The president was
that
announcing
is the
priority. This
raft of measures,
that is happening.
And
the problem is when it comes to
the
other
rate of infection.
And this
is
a bad time to be short on vaccines.
We're right in the middle
January
of sad wave.
Kenya's
on
health cabinet secretary
lockdown,
delivered
and
more
there are
bad
restrictions
news.
In five counties, including
the government.
When
the president was announcing this raft of measures,
so painted
there are
a grim picture.
He said that
for government
the
medical
rate of infection
and 20,000
times
are
more than it
being
was
ordered
in
January.
Then
the individual
Kenya's health cabinet secretary
and other
delivered more bad news.
And he said that the government.
Which
hospitals
is critical
are
providing
critically
COVID,
low on oxygen.
The more
so there are
cases.
About 50,000
then,
for government
while she was busy
use,
worrying about everyone else, Catherine's cousin got sick.
By individuals, individuals, you know, I have a friend, hospitals, and other industries. He are holding medical oxygen tanks, and we made phone
which
calls
is critical
to
for fighting COVID, especially the more
Nairobi,
severe cases.
And there was no
then,
room
while she was busy
care,
worrying about
so
everyone
had
else,
no space in any
Catherine's
ICU,
cousin got
and
sick.
He had to wait in she line in one of the hospitals. And where you know, I have a friend, just 92 days ago, he developed breathing problems in the house.
He made it, and he's
made
feeling better now.
To almost every hospital
didn't.
In Nairobi, and there was no
died.
Room. People
for
are critical dying. Care, so he
these
had no space in
common.
Any ICU,
common,
and he had to
says.
Wait in line
not
in
just
one of my
hospitals.
Stories. Many people
where
are retelling 92 hours of hospitals filling up, their loved ones
he
struggling,
it,
dying because they can't
now.
Get oxygen.
But her
more
cousin
and more people
didn't.
Are dying, and I think that's
her
why there's
died.
So much people
panic.
Are dying. Over this vaccine,
these stories
that's
are
why
common.
If you go
common,
to vaccination
says.
Centers,
it's not just
people,
my story. Waiting in line
are
to get vaccinated.
It doesn't matter whether you're young, old, filling out,
whatever,
their loved
the
ones struggling, dying
or
because they can't get
vaccination
oxygen,
is out of the window
more
because
more
everybody
are dying.
Just wants
and
to
I think that's why there's
and
so much
people will do whatever
panic
they can
over this
to get
vaccine.
Vaccinated.
That's why
there
if you go to vaccination centers, you'll find people waiting in line to get vaccinated. It doesn't matter whether you're young.
Yeah,
the old or whatever
the government
plan
the population
or the basis of vaccination is out of the window because everybody just wants
so
to get vaccinated
saying,
and wait, people will do whatever they can to get vaccinated.
Pennies?
Isn't
there
that too
is
low?
At the end
should
of the
you do more?
Kenya,
but the government
but still
doesn't have resources
damn.
To buy
the government
vaccines
that
right now
by
or
June
the infrastructure to store
60%
of the other
population.
So for now,
by
it has to rely
20-23%
so people are saying,
provided through this
wait,
COVID program,
30%
of 50
million Kenyans?
And Dr. Tom
isn't
Kenyan,
that too low?
Heard from
should you do more?
Beginning.
But the government doesn't
too.
Have resources to buy vaccines right now or the infrastructure to store
Africa.
Some
on a
of the other vaccines.
Basis.
So for
it's
now, it
job.
Has to rely on AstraZeneca that is being provided through this COVID program. But people are frustrated by that.
And Dr. Tom Kenyon, who you heard from at the very
CDC,
beginning, he's frustrated too.
Countries years, are very most of that time anxious to get going.
He speaks with healthcare workers across Africa on a regular basis. It's part of his job.
I'm Tom Kenyon.
Fact,
I'm the chief
he was
health
with
officer
them just a few
Project
hours before
Hope.
We spoke
I train
to him.
As a pediatrician and then
like.
As an
Hope,
and it's
epidemiologist
my
with
to welcome
the CDC,
you to this training where I spent more than 20 years,
in
most
Ethiopia
of that time stationed in Africa.
COVID-19 vaccines.
One of Project Hope's biggest
that,
initiatives is training medical personnel.
Receiving them
in fact,
soon if you haven't
he was speaking
already.
With them just a few hours before we spoke he doesn't to him. Sound that different. This than is what he sounds it sounds on
Hope,
our call.
It's my
but on the other end
of
that Zoom are healthcare workers in Ethiopia. He helps
Ethiopia
with a lot of Zoom calls
on
like
the
this.
New COVID-19 vaccines with the intention that you all will be receiving them
you
soon if you haven't already.
We're going to go but Dr. Kenyon has spoken to them
he doesn't
about
sound
their
that different
concerns.
Than he sounds on
and
our call.
A lot like the concerns
but on the other end of that Zoom are healthcare workers
they're
in Ethiopia. He helps with a lot of Zoom calls
units,
like this.
Overflow with patients in many of the countries where we work, all the countries
video,
where we work, essentially. Do not have sufficient
you can't hear the participants,
care facilities
but Dr. Kenyon has spoken to them about their
load.
Concerns. So these
and
healthcare workers
a lot like
are
the concerns
worried
about
Catherine's
the patients,
talking about in Kenya.
But Dr. Kenyon
they're
says
seeing
they're worried about
their intensive
their
care units
too.
Overflow Amnesty with patients in many of the countries where we work, all the countries where we work, essentially. Do not have sufficient
world
intensive care facilities
wow,
to
incredible.
Cope
when
with
many
the heavy
African
countries
load.
Lose a doctor.
So these
that
healthcare workers are worried about the patients. But Dr. Kenyon says they're worried about their health.
So it's devastating
Amnesty
to the health system, particularly in these
we've lost
countries that already
17,000
shortages
health workers
around
and
the
now,
world to COVID.
With vaccines
wow,
available,
incredible.
The situation
when many African countries lose a doctor, that essentially affects
Dr.
a population
says,
of 10,000 people.
At this point in time,
with one doctor
I think
for 10,000,
it's highly unethical
work.
To be asking
so it's devastating
health workers
to the health system,
to go
particularly in these
into
countries
these very high risk scenarios,
shortages.
Very often lacking.
And now, with vaccines available, the situation has gone from untenable to unconscionable. Dr. Kenyon says.
COVID at this point in time,
and of course,
I think themselves
it's
highly
infected.
Unethical to be asking highly efficacious vaccines to go almost 100%
into these very high risk severe disease and mortality.
Very often lacking,
it's just morally unacceptable
to protect themselves,
that health workers
and
should have to
very often succumb to
bringing COVID home.
Can you talk about what you see as the
obstacles to their community
there and how
and
to overcome
course,
them?
Themselves getting infected.
One of the major obstacles,
highly efficacious vaccines, almost 100%
they didn't
effective
have
against severe disease and mortality.
Put forward purchase
it's just morally unacceptable
like the US,
that health
the UK,
workers should have
and
to
other high-income
succumb to COVID.
Were able to do. That's
can you
one.
Talk about what you see as the obstacles
so
there and how
late.
To overcome them?
Two, they don't have much bargaining
one of the
power
major obstacles,
as individual countries.
Obviously,
so
with
that's
low-income
why
countries,
COVAX
they didn't have the budget
WHO,
to be able to put forward purchase agreements like the US, the UK, and other high-income countries
that
were
said,
able to do.
That's one.
They got out of the starting block,
workers,
so to speak,
was needed
very
yesterday.
Late.
I would
two,
plead
they don't have much bargaining power as individual countries. So that's why
that
COVAX, created by
and
WHO,
I know help is on the way.
Is
US
becoming
has $4 billion
a useful
to COVAX.
Source
other
of
countries
vaccine.
Are
that said,
pledging support.
Support
but remember, the commitment of
COVAX
was needed
20%
coverage
I would
by 2022
with countries
that's almost
who
2 years away. And what's going
to
happen to share that immediately?
So let's talk
and
about
I know
the
help
back
is on the way.
Around
the U.S.
The
has committed $4 billion to COVAX.
There have been reports
COVAX.
Of blood clots.
Other countries
Germany, Spain,
are
France,
pledging support. But remember, the commitment of COVAX is 20% coverage
several
by 2022.
European countries have limited
that's almost 2 years
their
away.
Use of that
and
vaccine.
What's going to happen in
the World
interim?
Health Organization says the
so
benefits
talk about
of AstraZeneca
the back and forth
far around
the
any danger
from
AstraZeneca.
The WHO
there have been reports of blood clots.
Countries to
Germany,
keep on
Spain,
using
France, the latest countries to temporarily halt their use over concern over blood clots.
Injections. Several European
and
countries
you know
have limited or halted their
the
use of that
vaccine. COVAX,
the World Health Organization
WHO's
says the benefits of AstraZeneca far outweigh
world.
Any dangers.
What have
the
you
WHO
heard from the people you're serving, the people you're working with, about their thoughts?
Vaccine as a
yeah,
growing
of course,
list of
when we're doing these trainings
suspend
in this
injections.
Morning with Ethiopia,
and we
a
know
lot
that AstraZeneca is
about
the vaccine of COVAX, which is
the
WHO's program to get vaccines to developing
or at least is on the WHO
world. What have you heard
website,
from the people you're serving,
the
people
data.
You're working
of
with,
course, there's some hesitation
about
around
their thoughts?
This recent issue around yeah, of course, blood when we're clots, doing these trainings,
AstraZeneca
has
this morning
with
Ethiopia,
efficacy,
a lot of questions come up
in,
about the various
South Africa,
vaccines
where they
that
had
we provide,
very,
and that
the
led
objective
to
evidence
South Africa
that abandoning their plans to
or
start with
is on the
WHO website, because we have to see the data. Of course, there's some hesitation around this recent
variant.
Issue
other countries,
around
though, have
blood clots
that
AstraZeneca
had some
AstraZeneca,
issues with efficacy,
I think is still
particularly
considered part
in
of
South
the
Africa, where they had a variant.
Toolbox.
And that led to
but countries
South Africa
have to
abandoning
that
on their own
on the
basis
start with AstraZeneca.
Of its merits.
And instead
what are
going
the levels
with J&J,
of
which had a better efficacy profile against their
variant.
Other countries, though, have taken up that product. AstraZeneca, I think, is still going to be considered part of the vaccine toolbox, but countries are going to have to judge that on their own on the basis of its merits.
What are the levels of vaccine hesitancy or acceptance in a place like Ethiopia?
There's very little vaccine hesitancy in Ethiopia. A recent poll estimated at the public level 90% would accept the vaccine.
Wow.
And generally speaking, that's true for vaccines in Africa because they've seen these diseases. And they're horrible diseases. A child with measles basically chokes to death on their own secretions. A child with pertussis coughs until they pass out and ultimately expire. A baby with neonatal tetanus, raising your voice can set them off into seizures and convulsions that ultimately lead to death. So the public in lower-income, middle-income countries, they know vaccines work. We've cut child mortality in half over the last 20 years, much of that through addressing vaccine-preventable diseases. So they know the benefit. At the same time, social media, it's both an asset and a curse because misinformation can be spread rather rapidly, and that comes up in our sessions. And they hear this is something created by the West, or this is something created to sterilize us, or they're going to put microchips into our body and be able to track us. There's all kinds of misconceptions, and all we care about is the truth.
So while the U.S. is days away from making any number of these COVID vaccines available to every adult American, according to President Biden, what's being done to protect the rest of the world? I asked Dr. Fenton.
Have you seen any signs of countries beginning to do more, of the U.S., for instance, gearing up to give out more vaccines, other wealthy nations doing the same?
I hear rumblings. I was very encouraged by the Secretary of State Blinken's comments on the 5th of April.
Good afternoon.
Where he was announcing the appointment of Gail Smith as the coordinator of diplomacy around vaccines.
She has deep experience in responding to public health threats.
I think this is why they're creating that position. And Secretary Blinken said it perfectly. It's in our interest to achieve global COVID-19 control.
Even if we vaccinate all 332 million people in the United States tomorrow, we would still not be fully safe from the virus. Not while it's still replicating around the world and turning into new variants that could easily come here and spread across our communities again.
COVID at the moment is estimated to be costing the world nearly $400 billion per month. So do the math. That translates into trillions over time. And the estimated cost by the World Bank is just $12 billion for COVID vaccines to reach a sufficient level to interrupt virus transmission, a recently published study from the World Bank. Now, $12 billion sounds like a lot, but when the pandemic is costing us nearly $400 billion, not to mention the humanitarian aspect. And clearly, the only way we're going to get there, the only way, is through vaccines.
Back in Kenya, Catherine's ready, and African countries are thinking about how to get more vaccine on their own, too.
Not just in Kenya, but across Africa. We also have the capacity to manufacture our own vaccine. Why can that not happen? And I know there's a lot of politics around vaccines, but people are saying Africa has some of the largest, best laboratories, some of the best scientific institutions, some of the best scientists, and we have a capacity to produce our own vaccine, and then we're not going to have to compete so much with the Western world.
But in the meantime, she lives in fear of Kenya going through a fourth wave.
So if we have, say, a fourth wave that is more severe than this third one, and we don't have that immunity, we don't have the health facilities, that is a huge cause of concern.
And she still thinks about her dad.
What makes me so sad is that how, if someone passes away in a hospital, you say, these doctors tried the best they could to save him, but they couldn't. But this time I say, nobody tried. Maybe he could be alive, maybe not, but nobody tried.
And that's The Take. This episode was produced by Amy Walters, with Alexandra Locke, Nagin Oliai, Priyanka Tilvey, Ney Alvarez, Tina Kispe, and me, Malika Bilal. Alex Roldan was the sound designer. Tom Fenton is our story editor, and Stacey Samuel is The Take's executive producer. We'll be back.
CQT would like to thank our community sponsors, without whom our 2021 funding drive would not have been as successful. Lola Rosa, La Banquise, Tejano, Lufa Farms, Ovive, Fin du Vinyl, Constellation Records, Drawn and Quarterly, Paragraph Books, Kurs Blebedeb Left Wing Books, Adrenaline Tattoo. Make sure to pay your funding drive pledge before May 1st, 2021 to be entered into our prize draw. For details on prizes, go to ckut.ca.
Just your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided. It is forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about other measures in place to fight COVID-19. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Swoni Periopopolo and CKUT present the Rêve Sonore album launch on April 22nd, 2021, live streamed from La Sala Rosa at 8 p.m. The concert features synthesizers by Nick Schofield, piano by Stefan Christoph, and violin by Ari Swan. Their performances have been described as beautiful and sophisticated cinematic ambient scores. The ensemble's new album, Crepuscule, is out by Youngbloods, available on Bandcamp. Tune in April 22nd for an enchanting evening of instrumental music via swoniperiopopolo.org. This is CKUT co-presentation.
You're listening to Fallen Angels Radio here on CKUT.